Has that word changed meanings in the past few years?
I beg your pardon?
Has that word changed meanings in the past few years?
Oh, it certainly has, yes.
How do you hear it used nowadays?
Well, referring to someone as a queer. You know much about that as I do, I guess.
Homosexual, you mean?
Yes.
How long has the word queer meant homosexual?
Oh, I heard it a good many years ago.
But it didn't mean that when you were a child?
Yes, not when I was a child, no. Well, people just didn't talk about it.
Somebody in the base of his own mind, and then you can't argue with him. He's going to do things his way.
He's hard-headed.
Okay. And someone that you can't tease without him losing his temper.
You can't what?
You can't tease him without him losing his temper.
Or he gets mad?
Or because he's too... He'll take everything the wrong way.
Gets mad.
Okay. Or say something that happened to embarrass somebody. You'd say, well, you better not tease him about that, because on that subject he's still a little bit
touchy.
And someone's about to lose their temper. You might say to him, now
just a minute,
or just what?
Just calm down.
And if you had been working very hard, you'd say you were very
tired.
Any other ways of saying that?
Worn out.
And if a person had been well, and then suddenly you hear they've got some disease, you'd say, well, yesterday they were fine, and what's it that they...
were sick?
Or you'd say, the last time I saw them, they were fine. When was it that they... what sick?
Oh, got sick.
And if a person went out in the rain and came in sneezing and everything, you'd say...
catching a cold?
Or if that had already happened, he had already...
caught a cold?
Huh?
Caught a cold.
And if he couldn't talk right, he sounded a little...
hoarse.
And if someone swallowed the wrong way, they'd start to...
hiccup.
And then...
a burp, or
if you do
cough.
Huh?
A cough.
And you say, if you normally went to bed at about 10 o'clock and one night you stayed up until about 1 o'clock, by that time you'd be feeling pretty...
tired.
Or you'd want to... you'd be feeling pretty...
sleepy?
Did you ever say drowsy?
Yes.
How would you use that?
Well, maybe we'd be out somewhere. Let's go home. I wouldn't use it. I'd say I'm tired.
And you say, at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm gonna...
get up?
Well, before you get up, you... when the alarm clock goes off, then you...
wakes you up.
Okay, you say, if you didn't know where someone was born, you might ask, where is he?
From?
Where does he what from? Where does he?
Come from?
Okay, you say, he what here on the train last night? He
came here, rode here.
Okay, and this is the first time that he's ever...
been here.
Or he's ever what to this town?
Visited, or the first time he's ever come to this town.
Okay, and you say, you got someone some medicine, you go in and still see the medicine by their bed. You'd ask them, why haven't you...
taken your medicine?
And the person would say, well, I already...
I took it.
And in another hour, I'll...
take some more.
And... he said he wasn't actually going to hit his little brother, but he doubled up his fist and he was going to hit him. If he pretended, he said he...
I don't know.
Did you ever say he acted as if or he made out like?
Yes, I've heard of that.
Which would you say?
Oh, I've said made out like he would hit him.
Okay.